Welcome back to the News Hour. It's time for Club Krannert, as we often do here on Thursdays. 2 weeks from tonight, a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. We'll open in the Colwell Playhouse at Krannert Center with music and lyrics written by the legendary Stephen Sondheim. Director J.W. Morissette is here, along with Lisa Gay Dixon, professor of theater. You're both professors of theater.
Yes.
And Lisa, you're also playing a lead role of Soonless. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This enjoyed an incredible run many, many years ago in the 60s when it opened and won Tonys and saw revivals and all that. Here we are 50-plus years later, and this is still a funny musical. What drove you to do this one?
It's a great question. It's absolutely hilarious. And one of the things that we set out to sort of investigate with this production was, how does comedy operate in 2018 from a 1962 original musical? What's changed? What has remained constant? What type of humor are we still finding accessible? Is there eternal stuff that is humorous? And at the same time, one of the things that we just want to do is have fun. And this musical is, in a way, the very definition of a fun, lighthearted exploration of musical comedy.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because we are in some complicated times right now, and
Indeed.
There are some things that used to be funny that aren't really that funny anymore, and appropriately so. And this musical has some blue humor. So how do you approach all that?
Well, I know as the director, one of the first things that I did actually was to sit down with my colleague, Professor Dixon, and have conversations just about, we have been colleagues for many, many years.
Many years.
At least two decades in there.
A bit of a comedy duo, if you will.
Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
In our conversations back and forth, we were asking that same question that you bring up, which is, in an age where it seems that offense is around every single corner, how does comedy work? And asking that question for our students in particular that we're training for the profession to send out to the world to work professionally in the theater arts. How does comedy operate in the 21st century, especially in light of doing revivals of old musicals? And this comes up time and time again with every new revival. There's a very popular revival of Carousel this past spring.
Mm-hmm.
And Carousel has content that's questionable around domestic abuse topics. And we sometimes sort of gild the lily a little bit about what those old musicals were about. And we forget about some of the actual issues that were addressed in them. So we started thinking, how do we deal with comedy in 2018, especially a comedy, as you say, can sometimes be a little blue. It's actually a little more vaudeville in its sort of presentation, which gives us some permission. But we wanted to challenge ourselves to think about a 2018 audience watching a 2018 cast and crew and design team putting together a piece that comes to us from another era, but that can still be pertinent to today's world. And one of the first steps was to ask Lisa Gay Dixon if she would be willing to play the main role in the play.
Yeah, I don't know how he made that happen, but here I am.
It's a male role.
Yes.
What's the challenges of that for you?
It's interesting. When my career started, I started doing some Shakespeare roles that were considered, that were male roles, not considered male roles. They just were male roles, but I got hired to do them. So that's been a little bit of a niche of mine over the years. And so I think that's one reason that J.W. looked at me. He also said, if I may, that he thought my comedic timing skills would work with that. And I thought, well, yeah, I make people laugh when we're sitting around in the office or at the dinner table. It's a little bit different. But he had every faith in me. But the other thing about theater is that all theater comes out of the imagination, even those bits of theater that are created from true stories. So in the end, I think regardless of your gender, you should be able to, if you have the skills and the ability, you should be able to play the role.
Yeah, I mean, the great experience of Play and Pretend, it's a musical about, really based on the works of an ancient Roman playwright named Plautus, that's been turned into a Broadway musical, stealing bits from vaudeville and stand-up comedy that we're going to perform in 2018. At this point, if you're worried about historical accuracy, you've sat down at the wrong piece. So it seems to me that there's a lot of permission to break some rules. And having an artist as gifted as Lisa and a team of artists working both in design as well as the rest of the cast and in music, what we started to realize was we're all bringing a certain perspective of, you know, 2018 to this new piece, and that's been really exciting to watch it sort of unfold.
The show is A Funny Thing Happened on the way to the Forum. It opens 2 weeks from tonight at the Colwell Playhouse. Let's give a listen to one of the signature tunes from Stephen Sondheim, Comedy Tonight.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight.
Great to hear the voice of legendary Zero Mostel as well. I almost think I'm hearing Tevye.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The music itself, what's the challenge of putting this together?
It's interesting because this is the first time I have done a piece of musical theater. I've done plays with music in them, performed in plays with music in them, but never anything with a score or anything like that. So there are a lot of pieces that have to come together. For me, one of the most difficult things is making sure that I get my internal timing up to where the music is so that I can also not only have the words to the songs memorized, but actually use them to an effect. So it's not just a song coming out of nowhere, but it's a song that's part of the story. Working on that is a challenge. It's a welcome challenge. It's a challenge, yeah.
Lisa Gay Dixon with us, along with J.W. Morissette, heading up A Funny Thing Happened on the way to the Forum, which will be at the Krannert Center in a couple of weeks. Challenge of the music for you?
Well, first of all, I think one of the fun things that happens with the music is the joy that it brings into the space. We get to be silly. We have permission to allow that trip that the music brings us on to reach an access point for actors in particular that they don't always get to if it's just a matter of text. I always teach in my musical theater class that in a musical, if talking no longer works, you sing, and if singing no longer works, you dance, and if singing and dance don't work, you're dead. So it's fun to see those stakes raised, and it's a challenge for us in teaching those students how to incorporate them. Actually, there's Lisa mentioned earlier her phenomenal career in the world of Shakespeare. There's a lot in common with musical theater and Shakespeare, the heightened text and the circumstances that if you read just the fact that there was a king who killed his brother to become king, mm-hmm. and then his nephew returned to avenge himself. Sure, we're talking about Hamlet, but it's also the story of Lion King, which is also a musical. Mm-hmm. So those raised stakes make it really a challenge for actors to fulfill all of the demands that are brought on by the musical comedy world.
9 shows. Is that a rigorous schedule in 2 weekends?
Absolutely not for the director. Once it opens, I get to sit back and watch them work. But I think perhaps the performers may feel differently.
It's quite possible. It's rigorous because we're working during the day. During the rehearsal period, you're working during the day, and then you're rehearsing at night, 5 to 6 nights a week. So that's an extra 20 hours a week in your schedule. When the performances come, it's a little bit less rigorous because you're performing, and then when that's over, you're probably done before. Not probably, but you're definitely done before 11 p.m. So it's a little less rigorous, and it's about sort of flying, using everything you've done over the last few weeks to sort of fly and go out there and play with the audience and play with your fellow actors.
Stephen Sondheim's A Funny Thing Happened on the way to the Forum. It opens in the Forum of the Colwell Playhouse 2 weeks from tonight. Tickets available at KrannertCenter.com. J.W. Morissette, director, and Lisa Gay Dixon playing the role of Pseudolus. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Local news is next.